Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. This is what Jesus says. It's by way of explanation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Now, this is such an important verse, I want to take two discourses. In this first discourse, I'm just going to give an explanation of the words. So I'm going to call this explanation one. What words are we talking about? Well, we'll look at the words here. The word believe is used. The word baptized is used. The word saved is used. And also the word condemned. Now, we just bandy these words about. We have to know what these words mean, scripturally speaking. I'm not interested in what they become by Christendom's use. Believing and baptism and salvation and condemnation can mean very different things under Christendom's rule and teaching. I want to know what the scripture means. What does Christ mean here? Well, I can tell you, very briefly. It may not be popular to hear it, but it's what these words stand for. Believing here is not, let me say it again, is not simply assent. Oh, I accept the facts. Jesus was born in Bethlehem and so on and all the rest of it. It's not assenting to the facts. It's not knowing the facts. It's not even believing the facts. What is believing? It's not assenting. It's trust. It's welcome. It's receiving. It's leaning upon. It's trusting, as I say. Depending. Absolute reliance upon Christ. He who believes, whoever believes, trusts me, trusts them. What I say is trust the gospel, hears the gospel, believes it and receives me, and believes me and trusts me. Are you one of those believers, my friend? Or have you just gone through a course, ticked the boxes, assenting to the truth, read a book or something? No, no. It's got to be a known and felt Christ by trust. How about baptism? I'm just looking at the word. Well, this is a travesty, this word baptism. It should never be there. The word means dipping. And it should have not been transliterated into baptism. It should have been translated into dipping. Plunging. The Greeks use it for shipwrecking. Ships sinking is plunging. None of this baby sprinkling nonsense, no. Now, that'd be unpopular. Hurtful to say that, you might say. No, I'm telling you what the words mean. They mean plunging and dipping. That's what that word means. And the believing meant trust and so on. What is this salvation and what is this condemnation? They're opposite faces of the same coin. What is it? One is eternal redemption, deliverance from sin, eternal bliss. What is condemnation? Eternal damnation, eternal separation from God, eternal curse, eternal darkness. So these are the words that Christ is using. He said unto them, whoever believes, trusts me, hears the gospel, accepts the gospel, yes, assents to it, yes, but then trusts me, and is baptized, is plunged, is dipped, and confession of faith of me will be saved, everlastingly redeemed, converted forever, rescued from Satan's dominion. But whoever does not believe, whoever refuses to believe, whoever will not trust me, will everlastingly be damned. Well, my friend, is there a choice? Are you hesitating between those two positions? Then you must be mad. Who in his right senses would opt for everlasting damnation? Who would, in their right senses, refuse everlasting redemption? You know the way. If you don't believe and trust Christ, you will be damned. We'll come to this tomorrow. But whoever does believe and is baptized will be saved. Clearly the key thing is the believing. Refusal to believe is damnation. Believing is salvation. And of course the baptism is obedience to Christ after believing. Now then, that's the explanation. I'll take one more look at this and try and preach it in the next discourse. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.